I Don't Feel 50 Radio, digital and online. Brought to you by www.idea50.co.uk. This is IDF 50 Radio, and today we're off to Kirrawee, 25 kilometres south of Sydney, to meet Hazel, who's been a member of IDF 50 for at least 10 years. Hello, Hazel.
Hello, Graham. How are you?
I'm fine. It's 11 a.m. in the UK and it's
9 p.m. in Kirrawee.
Kirrawee.
That's right. It's one of the southern suburbs of Sydney, between Botany Bay and the Royal National Park.
Now, I remember that because we met you, my wife and I, when we came out to Australia 4 years ago. And you showed us all round, and we thoroughly enjoyed our time in Australia. We were 5 weeks in Australia, and we want to come again, but there's so much to see. But we thoroughly enjoyed Sydney, and you were so kind to us. And I believe you've welcomed other IDF 50 members out there.
Yes, I've seen quite a few members from the various forums. The Stormy was the last one here. There's been JJ. There's been quite a lot of people.
Now, one of the things actually I remember is that our trip out there was tinged with sadness when we got back, because we also met Tardo, his real name was Dave, lived in Sydney. And we had a lovely lunch, all of us, down at his yacht club. He was a sailor. And he talked to me and said that his daughter, I think she lived in Cairns or up country a bit, just had a child that would be his grandchild. And he was looking to retire and move up to live with them. We got back, and within a few months, unfortunately, poor Tardo had died of a heart attack.
Yes, that was a big shock.
It was.
He seemed so full of life. And
he seemed a very fit man.
Yes, my word.
But let's go back to how you got to Australia, because I believe you went out with your parents when you was how old?
Yes, with my parents and my sister. We were one of the, all of us were 10-pound migrants. Well, I say all of us. My sister said that the Australian authorities considered she was such a good bargain, such a good person, they allowed her to come for £5.
I like that.
She was a child at the time.
And where did you move to when you first hit Australia?
We arrived in Sydney Harbour and it was pouring with rain at the time. We'd heard everything about come to sunny Australia and it rained. But we went down to Wollongong, which is south of Sydney. It's one of the largest cities in Australia. And my father had a job with the local steelworks there, the Lysart people. But he wasn't real happy, so he got in touch with the agents for his old firm in Britain, and they hired him as a maintenance engineer for all the machines they imported. So we moved up to Sydney within about 5 or 6 months of arriving in Australia.
Then you were 17, I believe, because your birthday I know is on New Year's Eve. Eh? Everybody celebrates your birthday throughout the world.
That's right.
So you then got a job in Australia, or what happened to your career?
Well, I worked in the central business area of Sydney for 3 or 4 years. Then I managed to get a position with Qantas out at Mascot Airport. And I was in the production planning engineering section there. And that's where I met my husband. When we became engaged, I had a transfer across to the technical training publications area, and I took over looking after the library there. So all the amendments to the various overhaul and maintenance manuals, that was my responsibility in that particular section.
I don't think Qantas has ever had a crash, has they? So your production manuals must have been... That's true, isn't it? I believe Qantas...
Yes, it is. They have the best safety record of all airlines.
You got married in what year was that?
1966.
Oh, you beat us by a year. So 1966, you were married, and you then How long did you continue working?
I worked until just before my eldest daughter was born in 1970. We bought a house and moved into their new house in 68. Then my eldest daughter was born in 70 and my youngest daughter was born in 73.
And when I visited you, I saw some photographs of your husband, your late husband, on the wall. And because he was a lifeguard, I believe, at Cronulla. Is that how you pronounce it, Cronulla?
Cronulla is the way you pronounce it. But he was a lifesaver with the Wonder Surf Club, which is one of the surf clubs along the Cronulla beachfront.
And they do get some big waves there. I saw them. But
oh, yes.
He looked a very, very fit man.
Yes, he was. Unfortunately, he contracted a virus that affected his heart, and he developed cardiomyopathy and was waiting for a heart transplant when he died.
He must have been a very young man, was he? How old was he?
He was 52.
Well, it is young. And being so fit, you can't equate the two, but anybody can...
No, it was a shock. I mean, we knew he was ill, but I didn't realise he was that ill.
So, since then, you've... Because a lot of people know you as lace maker because of your lace making, which I've seen, which is absolutely beautiful. But
you've
gone more into the arts or involved in the local art community, I believe. And I think you showed us, was it a school of arts you go to? Or
yes, the School of Arts in Cronulla. It consists of quite a number of different divisions, such as theatre, bridge, the spinners and weavers, which I belong to. Lace makers, the pottery, oh, quite a lot of them. I was secretary there for about 5 years on the general management committee, but I decided after 5 years that was my lot and I handed over to someone else.
But you're still involved down there?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm on the building committee down there at the moment. They're in the middle of having architects' plans drawn up, renovations and extensions to the School of Arts.
What else is on the horizon family-wise? Your daughters, where are they? Quite close?
Well, one daughter is living down in Victoria now. She married in 2007, and she and her husband moved down to Victoria to live. My youngest daughter, she gets married next year in Las Vegas. My girls have to be different.
To Las Vegas for the wedding, yeah?
I'm not particularly keen on casinos, but I'll enjoy seeing the Grand Canyon.
Hazel, I can have to close it here. Just before going, are you? We like to see you in the UK again before long. Have you got any plans to come over here?
Not at the moment. With this Las Vegas trip coming up, it will be limited for a while.
Okay.
But I hope to get there again one of these days.
I hope to come to Australia again. It's lovely to speak to you, Hazel. Thank you very much.
Nice talking to you, Brian.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.